Peace and abundance always. So today I want to talk about dreams. Usually when we talk about manifestation, we're talking about creating something that we see as the ideal life for you, right? Creating that ideal life for you and actually materializing it in the physical world as you are consciously awakened, right? We're talking about the things that you're most passionate about, the things that you love, the way that you truly wish to live your life if whatever wasn't stopping you, whatever distractions or excuses you have, blah, blah, blah. We're talking about that, right? How to live your dream. Well, I talk about that all the time. Let's switch it around and talk about how to dream to live, right? Dreaming the way you wish to live. So ultimately, instead of focusing so much on the conscious part of you when you are awake and you're living your life and how to create the things that you fantasize about most, the things that you imagine you can, you know, be or live, and putting that into that conscious state or that conscious realm, let's think about when we actually go to sleep. Let's think about how to actually live the life that you want to live while you're asleep. Creating a state of being consistent, but being, you know, in a state of just having a state of normalcy about the dreams that you have. Creating a space where you can be familiar with the idea of living your dream. The beautiful thing about dreams, about sleeping, is that literally you create anything you want, even if it denies all physics and all states of reality that we commonly share, right? You literally create your own world. So that being said, why can't we use that? Why can't we use that to our benefit to kind of get us familiar with the idea of the things that we imagine, the things that we feel are ideal for ourselves, the things that we're passionate about, the things that we love, how we want to be, how we want to live? Why can't we use dreams as a form of getting familiar and getting, you know, in a state of normalcy with that state, with that way of being? So that way, subconsciously, it is something that we can bring into the physical conscious realm, if that makes sense. So instead of focusing on living your dream, we're going to focus more on dreaming how you want to live. And how do you do that? Well, something that I constantly practice before I go to sleep, it's almost like a visualization technique. If you're not familiar with visualization, it's simply being calm, being still within yourself, and just visualizing a certain outcome that you want to create. Visualizing yourself doing something, visualizing yourself getting a result, getting a goal, you know, achieving some kind of ambition. Well, I do that while I am going to sleep. So I close my eyes, I have everything shut off, no distractions. When I'm ready to actually drift off and go to sleep, I am consciously going into my subconscious mind with the intention of living or experiencing something in particular. So for me, if I'm having, or if I want this ideal life of traveling and, you know, experiencing amazing things and adventure and, you know, fitness, health, and veganism, and just living this amazing life, then what I do is, as I'm going to sleep, as I'm drifting off to sleep, I am actually visualizing myself having that experience. I am visualizing every detail. I am imagining myself in that space, in those experiences, and with certain people, by myself. You know, it doesn't matter, but it's like I am ultimately creating a life while I am going into my subconscious mind. So eventually, as I get into my subconscious mind and I go to sleep, I am leading the way as to what I experience while I am asleep. Now, that doesn't say that I control my dreams and I have these lucid dreams, but it is a start. So if you're into like dreaming and controlling your dreams, it's a great way to get started. Now, I like to start off with the intention of how and what I'm going to think about and dream about. And I also like to listen to what pops up randomly in my subconscious as well. So I don't really practice lucid dreaming so much anymore, but I definitely practice the intention of what I want to think about. how I want to feel while I'm in this state of the subconscious, because the subconscious is basically the foundation of your thoughts, your emotions, your feelings, your actions. So if you are going in with this, you know, optimistic, beautiful, you know, perspective, thinking about the things that you wish to create in your life and actually visualizing yourself doing it, actually living it in your imagination as you go to sleep, then imagine when you wake up, you're going to be vitalized to create that into this physical realm, right? In this conscious realm. So what I really want you to do is I really want you to think about, as you go to sleep, if you go to sleep to TV, I mean, sometimes I drift off the TV, but I wake up, turn off the TV, and I consciously go to sleep. So try not to go to sleep while the TV is playing, because those things are going into your mind as you're sleeping. So try to get into the habit of turning off the TV, turning off everything, and allowing yourself to have your own thoughts about, you know, what it is that you wish to create in life, how you wish to live your life, your lifestyle, and let yourself just drift off in that state. And you'll be surprised as to what you feel, how you feel when you wake up that morning. So try to think about doing that consistently every evening when you go to sleep, even when you take naps. Even when I take naps, sometimes I do that, and I have very, very vivid dreams when I take naps. Not so much in the evening when I sleep, but at night, but when I take naps, it's definitely very, very vivid, and it's crazy to me. But the point is, set your intention for when you go to sleep, because I believe that the dream world is truly your world. It is only about you. It is created solely about you. There is no outside influences when it comes to your dreams. It is all your thoughts, all your feelings. Every person is you. Everything that happens is you. So it is you creating, literally creating your own universe. Whereas in this conscious realm, yeah, we create it, but there is a part of it that's also co-created by the universe and by the other people we interact with. So think about it. Think about setting the tone for your dreams, learning to master the intention of where your dreams go, and how that will translate into the conscious world and you creating your life in the physical reality. All right. So let me know how that goes. I'm excited for you to try it out. Let me know how it goes. Get back to me, and I'll make more and more content about this very topic very soon. Thanks for listening. Peace and abundance always.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.